This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No, you question me about it. You're like, but why is this person?
Did I ever punch you in your face and your lip? No, I did not, bro.
You had your hand around my neck.
No, I did not, bro. And that's the sad part that we... No. Now, I want you to sit on this flight and think about that night. How about that? Since you want to break something up.
Okay, I will. I will sit on this flight and I will think about that.
So coming up in 10 minutes, we'll catch up with Therese Paylor. I want to read you guys the police report, the part about the injuries, and I'll give you my opinion based on what I heard on what happened. This is just what I, from listening to this conversation, as many times as I've heard it, this is what I've deduced from it. You guys can tell me if I'm right or wrong. So this is from the police report. She said during the altercation, Hill had punched her in the face, busted her lip, punched her in her stomach, and choked her. While speaking to her, I could see a mark under her left eye that had turned a darker shade of red/purple during the time I was there. She also showed me the inside of her lip. I could see that it was busted, which she said was a result of Hill hitting her. I could see the right side of her neck where it was red, where she claims she had been choked. She complained her head had hurt along with her stomach where Hill had punched her. Lieutenant Bell arrived and took photos of the injuries. And then it kind of goes into more about that when she moved, she was in pain and all those things.
If it was her, the part that I don't get is if it was her insurance policy and she knew that she was recording it and he flat out asked her, did I hit the kid? At that point, why wouldn't she just say yes if that's what happened?
You're right. Let me get to this. And I want to answer that question too. This is what I think happened. And you guys can, the reason we played the audio is so you can hear it. I believe all the first part. Like, they were together at some point, obviously. She tells the story that they went to the movies. All right, that's fine. I have no reason to believe that they didn't go see the Hunger Games movie, which she struggles to remember. But she eventually pulled it that they went to go see Hunger Games. I believe that they had sex. I think that's where the story clearly goes in two different directions, and then you can determine what happened for yourself. What I believe happened was, based on what we just heard, she was laying there. He grabbed her phone and went to the bathroom. He, while in the bathroom, goes through her phone and sees the text messages that she has been sending to other people. Another man, another woman, whatever. But he sees conversations that she has been having. When he comes out of the bathroom, he saw something that he wasn't supposed to see. And then they got in a physical and verbal altercation based on what happened. Because if we go back and play it one more time, does he not say, yes, I took your phone. Yes, I went in the bathroom. When I came out of the bathroom, I grabbed you and put you out. We can have a conversation about what you think happened in the I grabbed and put you out. There's pictures of the bruising. There's evidence, photographic evidence of the bruising. That's what I think happened. We talk about forming your own conclusion. That's what I form my conclusion on. I think that he took her phone. He went into the bathroom. He saw something he wasn't supposed to see. He came out and got mad, and they got in a verbal and physical altercation about what he read on his phone. That's what I think happened.
I agree with you. I still don't understand why when she has an opportunity, she's the only one that knows it's being recorded. Tyreek Hill has no idea that he's being recorded. So the insurance plan, quote unquote, that we thought this was up until we heard the full recording, kind of blew up in her face. I guess I'm just a little bit surprised when it comes to this entire situation that Tyreek Hill is starting to look better. He's not looking good. He's not looking innocent. I don't think he's going to have no suspension at all. But once you hear the full context of the story and not just what KCTV5 put out, Tyreek Hill looks less like an animal, more like a human being.
I don't want to use the term better because I don't feel that way, because I personally feel like Tyreek Hill was still physically and verbally threatened to Crystal Espinal. What I do feel is, as damning as the you should be terrified of me too part is, and that part is still very damning to me, and I still think he is going to get suspended, and we're going to talk to Therese about it momentarily. It is equally as damning for her in the court of public opinion that Tyreek Hill directly asked her, did I punch you? Did I hit you? Did I strike you in any kind of way? And she then immediately goes back to, well, I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about the child abuse.
Yes, five separate times.
Which then in the context of the conversation, the entire purpose of the conversation is to get him to say something criminal on tape.
Yeah.
So for as damning as the you should be terrified of me two-part is in public perception, it is equally as damning for her in the court of public opinion that you were asked directly, and a lot of people, if asked directly in a question like that, in a situation like that, I'd be like, yes, you did, and then we would recount the story. Now, I can see why their meeting took 8 hours. I'd have a lot of questions after I heard that part of it. I'd want to know, hold on, you pled guilty to this. Tell me more about the story and have some follow-up questions. I want to know from her, why in that scenario did you not say yes? If these things are true, that Hill punched you in the face, busted your lip, punched you in the stomach, and choked you, when he asked you directly, did I do X, Y, and Z, why did you answer, or why did you not have an answer for his question? Both sides have to answer that. That's what I'm saying is, I'm not coming out thinking that one side looks better or one side worse. This is an incredibly toxic relationship that we just got. Earlier, we had a 3.5-minute picture. We now have an 11.5-minute picture of how toxic their relationship was. Coming up in a little bit, we'll give you another chance to win Royals tickets on our Ticket Tuesday. Plus, Therese Paylor of Yahoo Sports will join us coming up. It's The Drive.
The Drive, 610 Sports Radio.
Back in on The Drive, we will get to our conversation with Therese Paylor coming up momentarily. But it is your chance to win a pair of Royals tickets. Be caller number 6 right now to 913-576-7610. If you are caller number 6, you are the winner of a pair of Royals tickets. We have not Rivalry Renew tickets to give away coming up in 15 minutes. And at 5 o'clock, we have a four-pack of tickets to Missouri taking on South Carolina. We will do that four-pack coming up at 5 o'clock. We will also replay the entirety of the Tyreek Hill and Crystal Espinal conversation at 5 o'clock. So if you have missed it at any point today or want to rehear the entire conversation, we will do that at 5 o'clock today after the hit. So keep it locked in right here on 610 Sports Radio. Earlier today, you and I had the opportunity to catch up with Therese Paylor of Yahoo Sports to get his reaction on the releasing of the full audio between Tyreek Hill and Crystal Espinal. Here's our conversation with Therese and his initial thoughts.
I think it's an interesting, piece of audio in the sense that it does certainly provide just a little bit of context about some of the strife in their relationship. They're talking about the 2014 incident. And I think what you kind of hear in this entire audio is just kind of an exasperated couple. And particularly on Tyreek's part, he seems really frustrated about what happened in 2014. I would say that doesn't particularly surprise me. I know he pled guilty to that. And because of that, you mentioned the fact that he's pled guilty to that before. You know what I mean? You have to mention that. But, there are also times where people, plead to stuff. And the bottom line is that he didn't go to jail because of that. You know what I mean? Because of the plea, he avoided jail. So, it doesn't necessarily surprise me that he was so frustrated about what happened in 2014 or that he's taken the stance and is still defiant about it. Just because if you look at the end result, he avoided going to jail and still got to go to the NFL by taking the plea. So I do think it's really interesting that it does provide some clarity or at least context for one area of strife in their relationship, which was 2014. And I think that's interesting. I really do.
Therese, listening to it in full, what part sticks out to you aside from the you should be terrified of me too part? We know when we just heard the snippets, that was the big part that kind of stood out and resonated with everybody. And a lot of our conversation based on Tyreek Hill being suspended due to conduct detrimental to the league has been wrapped around that comment. What other part from the audio really stands out to you?
Well, I mean, the thing that stuck to me, aside from the stuff that we've already heard, right? Like you said, the dumb comment, the dumb bee comment. It was just, him saying, you ruined my life and lied on me in 2014. He said that multiple times, mentioned that his life's supposed to be easier right now. At the end of the day, these are two people arguing. And it's important to know we don't really know what happened there. We still don't know what happened to their child's arm. But I think, in a sense, hearing the whole thing, again, does kind of provide a little bit of context for at least one area of disagreement, one area of strife in their relationship, and kind of why they've, why they've been beefing in certain areas. And, their entire personal life has kind of been in the public purview. And once you get beyond a certain point, it's kind of interesting to know all the reasons like why that's happening, or at least know like what all parties are saying so you can make your own conclusion, right? I think that's what's interesting about it.
Therese, in your opinion, after hearing the full audio, do you think that it makes Tyreek Hill, I don't want to say look better, but shed him in maybe a more positive light?
I think it depends on where you stand already, guys. Like, can we just be honest about that? I mean, I think a lot of people have already made up their minds kind of on where they're at in this thing, right? Like, people have had their minds changed already, but this has been something that's been percolating since March. So aside from there being just a sense of weariness about the whole thing, I also think, you know, if you think that Tyreek is innocent, this probably, like, backs you up, right? But if you think that he did something, you're not going to believe it, right? Like, I think, like, it's totally going to depend on kind of where you stand already. And you know, in that instance, just because this has just been in the public purview for so long, I don't know how much this is going to change people's opinions based on how they, if they've already come to a conclusion. So, you know, one thing I will say is that, you know, we obviously know the NFL, and I've said this multiple times, right? You guys can vouch for me on this. The NFL can do what it wants in return in terms of suspending Tyreek. So remember, he met the NFL special counsel a couple weeks ago, right? He met the NFL special counsel a week ago. Like, that's been done, right? But the thing we also have to remember here is that, you know, even if he presented a ton of evidence, which I'm sure he did, right, to kind of back up his story, the NFL can, Goodell can do what he wants. He can suspend him for making the league look bad. So, you know, we're going to have to see, like, if this impacts kind of that suspension. One thing I will tell you is that's my understanding that the Chiefs and the NFL have already heard this entire audio. So, like, the revelation of this coming out publicly isn't going to impact necessarily, or at least it shouldn't impact whatever they were going to come to. If there's like a negative response to this somehow, maybe it can affect Goodell's standing because he doesn't want the bad PR. But, you know, if it's more down the middle, I think, remember, the league's heard this already. So, like, this isn't going to be some sort of big revelation for them. The Chiefs have heard this already, too.
Any chance, and I don't think so, I think I know your answer to this, but any chance of no suspension, how much do you think this audio changes that if it's better for Tyreek Hill?
Guys, you guys know I'm pretty careful about what I say because when I say something on a radio show, it gets aggregated, right? But,
yeah.
I think there's a chance he doesn't get suspended. Like, I think there's I do believe that there's a sense of optimism in that building that he doesn't get suspended. If that is the case, it will be because of more than this audio, right? It doesn't matter what I think. I think that, you know, he pled to something, and I think that by pleading something and saying what he said on the tape with the dumb B comment, like, I think you can be subject to punishment, right? I don't know what the NFL is going to do. Like, no one knows what the NFL is going to do. But teams can kind of get a sense for what they might do. So to me, I think, okay, I do think there's a chance that could happen, but also think there's a chance you can get four or longer. You guys know me. Like, I'm not going to go out on a limb on something I don't know. I don't know what the NFL is going to do, but I do think there's definitely a sense of optimism that the punishment won't be severe. I definitely think that the best case scenario for the Chiefs, which is no suspension, is something that could potentially happen. Who knows? Roger Goodell and the NFL is going to decide what it wants to do, but there is optimism, yes. Let's see if it's warranted. The NFL has to make a decision.
Right now we're talking to Therese Paylor of Yahoo Sports, in my opinion, one of the best sports writers in the country. Therese, you talk to NFL teams, not just here in Kansas City, but around the league. What was the perception of NFL teams dating back to 2014 and the incident between Tyreek Hill and then his girlfriend?
Well, we know that he wasn't on everybody's board now, okay? You know, when you plead to something like that, you know, you're not going to be on every team's board, right? So, you know, the 2014 situation, like, hurt this dude, man, because, like, I get, like, his physical testing numbers, he might have been a first-round pick. Like, his physical testing numbers are insane. And his tape is good, too. Like, this entire thing has cost him millions of dollars. Now, again, we weren't there that night, right? So we don't know, like, this, that, and the other, who's at fault, all that. We have one side, we have the other, and we have what he pled guilty to. And the record is the record to some degree, right? So I think, you know, teams did their own background work on him. Some teams didn't have him on their board. Some teams obviously did. I do think he would have been drafted. I'm sure he would have been drafted if the Chiefs didn't select him. There are definitely people who believe his side of the story. there was some team that decided it wasn't worth it because of the optics, you know. So, I think the audio is interesting in the sense that it does bring Tyreek's side of the story in 2014 more to light, right? Just because he sounds so upset about what happened then, right? Like, I think that's interesting. But, again, I think across the league, many people have already made a decision on him, just like fans have, because that's human nature. So I'm just not sure how many minds would necessarily change because of the audio. I just don't know the answer to that.
Therese, last question here. You have been one of the few reporters I've seen that have suggested that the Chiefs would be interested in signing a long-term contract. My question to you, based on people that you talk to in the Chiefs organization, knowing more about their relationship seemingly every day, how do you think the Chiefs can ever sign up long-term to Tyreek Hill? How do you think they could ever sign up long-term to their relationship? Because getting a bigger picture into how toxic their relationship is, and then knowing that she has three of his children, she's not going away and their relationship is just not going to dissolve instantly. I would say it's only going to get magnified when Tyreek Hill makes an exorbitant amount more money.
Well, I think one thing you have to remember, too, is that, yeah, like that's fair, but, you know, she moved here, and then this happened. So prior to, like, her moving here, you didn't hear a whole lot about him, right? So, like, I definitely think that there's a – and I say that because I think that there has been a reality in a world where those two have lived apart. And, like, you can – like, if you're the Chiefs, you could sell yourself on maybe there won't be another instance flaring up, okay? And I make that comment – not to place blame on you. I don't know who's at fault, guys. Like, you know me. I'm calling it down to me. I don't know. But what I do know is that if you're the Chiefs and you have he's generational in his talent now. And Pat loves him. Patrick Mahomes loves him. He really helps open up the offense in a way others can't. And also, he's kind of the key to the offense being unguardable. Plus, he's just 25. I think – if you want to talk yourself into that, you know, you can do that. And certainly you do that. And you do that if you've been privy to information that might not ever come out, or if, you've been privy to information about the relationship, or you just believe in the guy. You know, I think there's certainly a roadmap to sell yourself on that decision. I'm not telling you what I would do. I don't know. But I'm telling you, yes. If it's not significant, I could absolutely see the Chiefs wanting to get something done with a generational receiver who's 25. It takes two sides of tango. Some people will say, I avoided a major suspension here. I'm going to get my personal life in order. You could franchise me and pay me a lump sum next year, or you can let me hit the free agent market and I can test it that way. Maybe he decides to do that. But there's also a world where maybe he could need the money, and maybe it would be beneficial for both sides. The team would get a great receiver at a lower price than they typically would, and Tyreek would get an infusion of money. Like that is a scenario, even though I don't know if that's going to come to be, right? Like, it's my job to give you guys information, kind of give you a sense of what I know, and like you can make your own determinations about what makes the most sense.
So that was Therese Paylor of Yahoo Sports on the breaking news of the day. We have the full audio, 11 minutes and 27 seconds between Tyreek Hill and Crystal Espinal. We will play it again in its entirety coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, so keep it locked in. We'll also give you a couple more chances to win tickets. Coming up, Therese spoke on a possible suspension, and our earlier guest, Ellen Mathis, and they were a little bit on two different sides about it. I want to play that for you coming up. It's The Drive.
The Drive, weekdays 2 to 6.
Back in on The Drive, if you have not heard the full audio between Tyreek Hill and Crystal Espinal, we will play it in its entirety coming up in about 15 minutes, 5:05, somewhere in that range. We'll do the hits a lot quicker than we normally will today, and then we will play it in its entirety. So if you have not heard it and you want to hear it live, you will have an opportunity to do so coming up in about 15 minutes. We just had Therese Paylor on the show. You asked him questions about suspension. I want to play it if people missed it. The Chiefs have been fairly optimistic behind the scenes, and two people that have a connection with the Chiefs on how they feel about the eight-hour meeting that took place between Tyreek Hill and NFL investigators a couple of weeks ago. Here's what Therese had to say about it.
I think there's a chance he doesn't get suspended. Like, I think there's a – I do believe that there's a sense of optimism in that building that he doesn't get suspended. If that is the case, it will be because of more than this audio, right? It doesn't matter what I think. I think that, you know, he pled to something, and I think that by pleading to something and saying what he said on the tape with the dumb B comment, like, I think you can be subject to punishment, right? I don't know what the NFL is going to do. Like, no one knows what the NFL is going to do. But teams can kind of get a sense for what they might do. So to me, I think, okay, I do think there's a chance that could happen, but I also think there's a chance you can get four or longer. You guys know me. Like, I'm not going to go out on a limb on something I don't know. I don't know what the NFL is going to do, but I do think there's definitely a sense of optimism that the punishment won't be severe. I definitely think that the best case scenario for the Chiefs, which is no suspension, is something that could potentially happen. Who knows? Roger Goodell and the NFL is going to decide what it wants to do, but there is optimism, yes. Let's see if it's warranted. The NFL has to make a decision.
So that was Therese Paylor of Yahoo Sports. The two big things are, he says there's a chance of no suspension. Now, in Therese Paylor fashion, I love the guy. He then says there's a chance he gets two. He's a chance he gets four.
Right,
you're
right. Four.
There's a chance it's from 0 to 6 games. I think we can agree with that. But for Therese to say there is a sense of optimism around the Chiefs kind of lines up with what everybody's been saying. So we've seen Nate Taylor report this of The Athletic. Yahoo Sports' own Therese Paylor has reported that. Ian Rappaport of NFL Network. People that are in the know and connected to the Kansas City Chiefs seem to have the same belief that there is a sense of optimism in the Chiefs organization that this suspension is going to be way shorter than people anticipate.
There's a reason for optimism. I mean, think about it. Since the KCTV5 story came out a couple of months ago, there hasn't really been any more bad news that's come out about Tyreek Hill. If anything, it shed him in a little bit better of a light. I disagree with Therese, though. Zero-game suspension, I think that ship has sailed. I think that with the "you should be terrified of me too" be, because there's precedents, guys getting suspended for their words, that ship has sailed, and he's going to get suspended at minimum 2 games.
Yeah, I'm on both sides of it. Therese knows this probably a little bit better than we do, and for him to say, I wouldn't be surprised if it's a zero-game suspension,
yeah, that shocked me.
And then say there is a sense of optimism in the organization, now that's hearing it from one side. I think it's fair to point out that anytime we hear these things reported on, it normally is in the Chiefs' favor, and it's coming from the Chiefs' perspective. Like, I believe the sense of optimism was not told from the NFL perspective. It was told from the Kansas City Chiefs. The Chiefs privately, based on what we saw, and there was a report yesterday, the Chiefs privately feel really good about it being a shorter suspension. I want to play for you guys what Ellen Mathis had to say about it. She's with Arrowhead Addicts. She is also an attorney. She's licensed to practice in 4 states. Here's what she said about a possible suspension for Tyreek Hill.
I think right now the suspension is going to be about public perception. How does the public receive no suspension? Is the public going to respond positively to a 4-game suspension? At this point, it's about the NFL making themselves look good.
I think that is the best point that we've heard so far about a possible suspension for Tyreek Hill. It is a matter of public perception. You want to set the NFL world on fire? Announce after all of this, after months of having this conversation about Tyreek Hill, that he is going to get a 0-game suspension. Think about it. Do we think that this Tyreek Hill thing is in the same umbrella as Ezekiel Elliott, who got in a small shoving match with somebody in Vegas? This seems way more serious than that.
Tom Brady deflated footballs and got 4 games. So we've talked about this a lot. Roger Goodell is judge, jury, and executioner. And it's tough to say, well, just because he did this and this guy did this, this is what his punishment should be, because there's no consistency.
Yeah, agreed. And I was saying that when you look at what Jimmy Smith got last year with the Baltimore Ravens, and you look at Ezekiel Elliott last year getting 6 games, I just don't know how you can turn around to the NFL public and give him 0 games and think that's going to play. Think about it. The perception around Roger Goodell has been that you are light on crime,
yeah,
not tough on crime. This would just be another example, and I think it would fuel the national perception that people seem to have about Roger Goodell is you don't take domestic violence very seriously, and you are light on punishing your players. That a 4-game suspension, it is a 24-hour story. Tomorrow, if they announce that Tyreek Hill is just suspended for the first 4 games of the season and then he gets an appeal to get it down to 3, that is a 1-day story. If Tyreek Hill gets a 0-game suspension, it is a 72, 96-hour story nationally as opposed to 24.
And the opposite is still very much in play, as Therese pointed out. It could be a 6-game. It could be a 4-game. It could be a 2-game. I wouldn't be shocked if Roger Goodell goes, you know what? You've got the priors. You've gotten in trouble again. I've screwed this up in the past and haven't been harsh enough. I'm going to make an example out of you and give him six games. Anything still in play, 0-6, I won't be surprised.
I don't know if the "we're going to make an example out of you" applies as much to Tyreek, because if we're being honest here, a lot of the information about Tyreek since that initial report from the KCTV star has been very, very shaky. If it was more concrete stuff, I'd be on your side. But the releasing of this, the other reports that we've seen, it's hard to justify being overly zealous with Tyreek Hill. Four is just a standard suspension. If you messed up in the NFL, whether it's deflating footballs or smoking weed, you normally just get a four-game suspension. That seems to be in line with what this suspension should be. Coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, we will give you four chances to win tickets. We've got more Missouri-South Carolina tickets, sporting tickets, Royals tickets, and Rivalry Renewed. And if you have not heard it, we will play in its entirety the 11-minute conversation between Tyreek Hill and Crystal Espinal recorded in the Dubai International Airport. That's coming up. Don't turn the dial. It's The Drive.
The Drive. 610 Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.